Before we start the episode, I just want to say thank you to my brother for landing this PC. Okay, let's go.
It's been a while. If you follow me on Instagram, you probably saw my post regarding why I haven't really been updating any of the social media or the podcast for quite a while. What happened is, well, both my PC and my hard drive failed. I haven't lost everything. Came close to it, and I'm recovering some parts in terms of every footage and photos and episodes I've shot. So that's okay. And anxiety was still pretty rough. There's other things that make it pretty present right now, but that surely didn't help. I want to talk about this experience I had regarding the relationship with gear and how stuck it made me feel when I would just wanted to create. Let's jump back into another episode of the Just Share It podcast. I'm your host, Sorry by Phil. All right, let's get to it. If you haven't seen the Instagram post or any of my stories about the subject, well, let me explain to you. So at the beginning of this week, my PC started acting up. I had been going into weird just modes. It was not turning on, and I had some recovery screens. It was kind of the blue screen, but not quite. And when I was reading the error lights, so it was a Dell XPS 15, and when there's a problem with the boot up, it gives you a blinking light code. And the one it was giving me was RAM. So I switched RAM, and, well, it helped for a moment. I was able to turn it on, and then I wasn't. Nothing. Just completely gone. And that sucks. That really sucks. Because not only do I have contracts to finish, I've been fortunate enough to have a brother who was able to lend me his PC, so I've been able to finish one of the contracts, and I'm still working on the others to, you know, because I'm late, naturally. And that alone sucks. Especially that it's things that would have been done a while ago. But because of the problem of the PC, it pushed my time, the time I had for myself to create, further and further. And the thing that really made me, I'd say, desperate and angry and overall just not in a good place was the fact that for the first time in a while, I was able to create and put my mind into the ideas and the stories I wanted to share without any distractions. Because I do have a role coming in, a full-time job, which will let me focus on that. So by the time, well, in between the time actually of starting this role and now, I wanted to get some YouTube videos out and some podcast episode and other things, which normally when I wasn't looking out for a full-time role, it felt like I couldn't really do it. You know, it felt like, you know, when you were still in school and you had homework to do and then you go play at something and in the back of your mind, you're like, but I have homework to do. It felt kind of that for me every time I used to do a personal project because, well, I have to pay the bills, so I have to do client work. And yeah, now I didn't have that because this role that was taken made me do, how can I say that? It's hard to find words because I'm not allowed to say exactly the role now. I have to have the confirmation before actually saying everything, so that's why I'm like stumbling around. But anyways, what I'm trying to say is this role makes it that I cannot have any other job at the same time. And because of that, well, I'm having to put a hold onto my freelance business, which did okay. So it meant that every creative ideas could be done without the idea that I cannot afford to make it. And that was a lot of fun. I was really, really looking forward to this. So when the PC crashed, I was already pretty beat down. I was like, crap, it's What can I do? And it's like, okay, I'll, you know, borrow a PC, it's fine. And when a hard drive did the same thing, I went into panic mode. Anxiety went just haywire. It skyrocketed because the thought of losing every single piece of footage and photo I've ever taken was absolutely terrifying. Yes, I should have done a backup. And the funny thing is, I was literally backing up the drive when it crashed. So that was fun. A lot of fun is exactly the word I want to say. And it's after all of this, now that the drive is backed up, that I can speak about all of this calmly. So, having to figure out what to do without sufficient gear, and not just the right gear, but just nothing. I did have my phone, which is enough. It's just that it bring out another set of issues. For instance, because I've been used to edit on a computer and on Premiere, especially for video, well, it's weird. It's weird coming back to a linear edit. Because yes, I can download LumaFusion, which is also a non-linear editor. For those who are not familiar with this word, a linear video editor means that you can only stitch videos and clips in... I'm going to say that. Actually, how do I explain it without visually? Huh. I never had to explain this. Okay, so I'll do my best. When you edit in a linear format, it means that the clip you have will have to, all the clips you have actually, will have to go one after the other, and that's the only way you can do it. Meaning that if I have three clips, I film a tree, and I filmed my coffee, and I film myself. If those are the clips I have, well, the only thing I can do is change the order of these clips and change the length of each of them. But that's all I can do. I can maybe have transition in between them, and that's it. With nonlinear, which is Premiere and most of the professional editing software, it means that I can have stacks, meaning that any clip, any type of, I'd say, element, can be a photo, can be a graphic, can be an animation, any of these could play at exactly the same time. And that's what makes editing in a nonlinear powerful, because, for instance, if you've watched any of my videos, actually, even the one I did, which was my wheel, well, having a nonlinear made it so I can make cuts and have audio play at different times. It means I can have something called a J transition, meaning that you can start to hear the audio of the next clip before it actually plays. So all this stuff, it just gives you more freedom. So coming back to a linear was horrible. It was very annoying because you feel so trapped, because now that you've known what you can do and the power of a nonlinear and just having more freedom, it really sucks to go back into more limited options. And while the iPhone X is quite powerful, editing footage in LumaFusion on my phone, it was impossible. It's not as powerful as I thought it would be. It kept crashing, and it was just so unpleasant. And while editing is not usually my favorite part of filmmaking, this was just not enjoyable. And I didn't have a good, like, if, since it was not client work, I was like, why even bother to if I'm not enjoying this, you know? So I didn't do it. I think the thing that I could have done was podcasting, because I did have episodes that were on my phone. And now the other problem was, well, all the intro music, all the editing as well, the sound, well, I couldn't do that. because that's on Audacity. If I'm on the Mac, or it's on, usually it's Audition, which is an Adobe Suite software. So not having anything to really edit, I think, was so annoying. And it also brought back an idea. Because I didn't have anything to do in terms of editing, anything post-processing was just out of the question. Maybe some photos, but photos I had already backed up in my Creative Cloud on Lightroom so I could edit on my phone. But new ones, if I took a picture with my DSLR and like I couldn't transfer it to my phone. So that sucks. So it made me come back into an idea of perhaps I could try to take pictures with my phone unedited and just see how it goes. Because it's how I started. It's how a lot of people started, especially in the last, I'd say, 5 to 8 years, when phones became extremely powerful and just overall used by everyone. Well, the person who's just starting out and just having fun with his phone, they probably don't edit it. Maybe they slap an Instagram filter on it when they post it, but nothing more. And made me think about all of those little things and the ways that I have to get out of the comfort zone because, well, for sure, I got complacent because I was used to the gear. And it's the same thing with software or physical. Like, as a PC user, every time I open a Mac and I try to do the things I'm used to, I look like a child, and like, it's so frustrating because I'm clueless about every step of the way. And I feel like that was also a great lesson of having to lose everything. Well, not losing anything, but just losing the ability to edit and really be free in my creativity. It made me wonder about, why am I even doing it in the first place? And as someone who often questions everything he does all the fucking time because of imposter syndrome and overall have to work on my self-esteem a bit more, it was reassuring to feel that I still wanted to share with you guys. I think that's going to be that for today's episode. I'm maybe rusty. I'm happy I don't have to edit too much of that one because I think I did good. I think I didn't do any sounds. And I think that's the thing I have to talk later on. Anyways, I'm totally rambling. God damn it, sorry. So I'll leave you with that. It was the new episode, episode 22, I think, of the Just Share It podcast. I'm your host, Story by Phil, and I'll see you soon. I won't say tomorrow because that's another subject I have to talk about probably in the next episode, to be honest. All right, bye-bye.